about East Canton School Board last night not retaining Spider Miller as their head football coach. And JT, you reached out to Spider, and he kindly said he would join us, and he does so right now on the Wake 'em Way hotline to talk about this. Spider, on a tough day, thanks for making time for us. And my first question, I guess, to you was, were you blindsided by this, or did you have an indication that something like this might happen?
No, I did not. I got a phone call last night. I think a lot of people were blindsided. Superintendent and principal put me up to be coach next year, and they voted 2-3 not to have me coach. But before we go any further, because I get to talk, I appreciate everything that Ozenberg Local Schools has done for me, giving me a teaching job and a coaching job that I love to do both. And the support that I'm getting from everybody, the staff, the custodians, the cafeteria workers, administration, and the community has been awesome. But I can't give you an answer why, because I don't have one. And nobody seems to know, and nobody wants to tell me.
Spider, just to echo what Kenny said, it's a tough day, and we really appreciate you coming on with us today, brother. I want to ask you a question. I don't know if you can answer this one properly or not, but a vote for renewal, does that happen annually?
I know it does with me because I'm a retiree hired and I'm on a one-year contract. But I believe they do that every year. I can't be 100% on that. But they did renew me as a teacher, for the next year. So I don't know. I can't answer that.
So, Spider, you were preparing, right, this off season. I'm guessing you were getting the kids in the weight room and everything like that, preparing to be the coach next season, correct?
Oh, yeah. We've been lifting since our 30 days was up after our last game, but I had kids in weight training class. So we've been working, and, you got kids, multiple kids playing multiple sports, trying to get them in to lift in the morning or whenever they can. Oh, yeah, we're having offensive meetings and defensive meetings, and my staff, they are great coaches and great people, and they care about kids. And nobody, their character and integrity, along with mine, nobody can, I don't know, fight that issue, because I don't think there is an issue there with character and integrity by my coaches and myself.
Spider, what's the status of the athletics at East Canton? In other words, how many kids did you have off of the team last year, and what is the status with other sports moving forward to the best of your knowledge?
Well, football, we could average from 28 to 35 or 36 over the years that I've been there, give or take some. But, I mean, that's ninth grade up. We did not have, obviously, the COVID year, we didn't have JV games. And last year, we didn't have enough people to field a lot of JV games. You know, we played two because of the numbers. But the kids that are out there gave it everything they had on the varsity and JV level. And, they're committed. I told the kids when I first came in as a head coach at East Canton that I was going to treat this Division VII school like a Division I school. It took me, we're not going to coach any different, but we need stuff. So our football equipment room on our turf has as much stuff to be successful in there as a Division I school. We got turf, obviously. Our weight room just got $70,000 worth of rogue equipment. Our treasurer was probably mad at me the first few years because we had three different kinds of helmets. We had shoulder pads that I wore probably back in high school. So we cleaned shop and kept what we could keep and got everything to one helmet, shoulder pads. Like, our kids look shabby. I don't want our kids to look shabby. Got practice jersey, practice pants, because you need to feel good about yourself when you walk out on that football field. I think that's part of it. So, I mean, we have all done our share, not just me, coaches, football coaches. You know, we share athletes. That's what you're supposed to do. You know, and I promote that, you know. But I don't know about the other sports. You know, I know they've been successful in track and cross country, you know, and we're competing in the other sports as well. You know, baseball, volleyball, softball, whatever, you know.
Right. Spider, you said you got a call last night telling you this. So they just told you you weren't renewed. They did not give you the reason why?
Well, I got a phone call from our principal, and he wanted to meet with me in person because he didn't want to tell me this over the phone. But I was in Talmadge for my daughter's volleyball practice, and we weren't going to get home till 8:30, 9 o'clock. And I said, just tell me. And he couldn't give me a reason because they don't know why. And I guess the board technically doesn't have to give you a reason. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I told him this, you know, he wanted to see me in person. Kudos to our principal, you know, but it just couldn't happen, you know.
Right.
I met with him at 9:30 at night, and he wanted to, but I said, no, just tell me. And he did, and they were shocked, you know, because they did not know. You know, all my evaluations have been good. I don't know. I can't answer some questions, mm-hmm. And I want to make sure I have good character about how I do.
Sure.
You know, I met with the kids this morning.
I was going to say, what did you tell them? And what happens now between them not renewing you and the other, you know, your replacement, I guess, being named? Who's in charge of the kids? Because I know, knowing you the way I do and JT's, you know, knowing you many more years, you're more worried about them probably than yourself. So you want that to continue to grow for whoever takes over. So what's happening right now in this limbo time?
Well, I told them that, you know, you need to keep doing what you're doing, keep pressing on, good luck in the other sports that you're in right now, but you need to keep going to the weight room. I talked to a couple individuals that are going to be there in the weight room because you can't just leave those kids hanging. I would never do that. If I have to stay, I guess I'll stay, but it's really not up to me. But I got that covered, and I will make sure that they know Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're still lifting. They're lifting for football. So I'm not going to let kids hang. I told them that you play the game for the love of the game and the passion of the game. And people have to be held accountable. People have to have perseverance, resilience, and you deal with adversity. And you have to do those things. And that's a life lesson. You know, I'm going to be fine. Told them that, you know, they need to keep working, you know, keep doing what you got to do. And the weight room will be covered. You know, I know, you know, kids talk and I hear stuff, but I said, you just need to hang in there. I don't know what's going to happen. It's kind of out of my hands right now. I know I have some support from a lot of people, but I don't know if you can overturn a 2-3 vote by the board from the board members.
Right.
But I just would like to know why. And I think I'm entitled
I don't blame
to
you.
That.
Mm-hmm.
I
absolutely.
Think I'm entitled to that. Or why not talk to me prior to this and tell me what I need to do different to keep moving forward. But I was not told any of that. And like I said, a lot of people in the administration were blindsided. They didn't know it was going to happen either.
We're speaking with John Spider Miller. East Canton School Board elected to not renew Coach Miller's coaching contract last night at a school board meeting. Coach, you mentioned you play for the love of the game for the student athlete. As far as yourself is concerned now, you know, one door opens, another door closes. We understand that probably too soon, but is there still coaching left in the genes?
There's always going to be coaching left in my genes, but we're going to sit down and I'm going to let some time pass, and I want to sit down with my family You know, they're, you know, my faith and family are the most important things. I tell the kids, your faith, your family, your education, sports is sports. If you can do those top three, sports will be easy, you know, and I'm going to sit down and talk to them. You know, I've had my phone has rung about some other situations, but right now I'm not ready to make any situational calls. I just want to be supportive of our football players, our school, our teachers, administrators, and so forth. They deserve that from me because I'm hired as a teacher and coach as a supplementary. And I'll keep doing what I can do best, and I will help kids till I'm done, you know, any way I can help them. And, you know, the kids, I tell them, you don't play for the love of the coach. I mean, that's great, but you got to love the game. You got to put the extra time in. You have to do what's best for you. You know, this program could continue on with or without me.
Coach, we realize it's an unfortunate time and it's a tough time. And we want to thank you for joining us today and just talking about this because, like I was telling Kenny and Brian here in the studio, about the last hour and a half, our phones started exploding, social media going all crazy. And we're like, hey, we better reach out and just see if we can reach out to someone in East Canton. And why not just go right to the horse's mouth? And we really appreciate you taking time, especially on a day like today, to come on and speak with Kenny and myself.
Well, and I appreciate that. But I was honest. I didn't say anything bad, which I'm not going to. I didn't say anything unprofessional because I'm not going to. That's not the way it was instilled in me by my mom and dad. You handle things with character and integrity, and that's what I'm doing.
Without question, Coach. And I hope you get the answers that you're looking for because I believe you deserve them, if nothing else, from the school board who voted this way. So hopefully you get those answers. We wish you the best of luck in whatever the next path is for you. And you're more than welcome to come join the Kenny and JT show if you have free time on your hands and you want to talk football with us. How's that?
That'd be great. I'd love that. So I appreciate it. I, you know, listened to Trucker on the radio and somebody else you had on. It was awesome.
Scotty.
I'd love to listen to that. Yeah, Scotty.
Usually Scotty. That. And that's a good thing. You know, Kenny takes a lot of vacation time. You're more than welcome to join us on the Kenny JT show anytime you like.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to FaceTime it so I can do some X's and O's on the board.
You're in.
That's it. Sounds great. Right, hey, Coach. Seriously, thanks for making the time, Forrest. Best of luck in the coming days and what lies ahead for the future. And, again, that open invite stands anytime.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you guys for everything you've done.
All right, thanks so much. There he is, Spider Miller, checking in with us. Tough day for him, finding out last night, blindsided by the school board, that he wasn't going to be retained.